بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, I have been watching with great interest and with great happiness the protests that are happening all over India. I want to begin with a statement which is with words which are not mine, but which are very beautiful words. The first two line of them and the rest of them are mine. And that statement is, I ask myself and I ask you to ask yourself regarding these protests. If not now, when? If not me, who? This country is mine. And this country is yours. And I am this country's child. If I don't fight for my country, then who will? If I don't care for my country, then who will? Trust cannot be established by threats. If a mother demands that her child must prove that he belongs to her, what's the answer? To accede to that demand, meaning that your mother asked you to prove that you are not illegitimate and you are now bringing the papers to prove, whatever those papers might be, to accede to that demand is to accept that you are illegitimate. I am not illegitimate. India is my motherland and I don't need to prove that to anyone. The CAA and the threat of NRC, the Citizenship Amendment Act, Citizenship Amendment Act, and the National Registry of Citizenship is the best thing that could have happened to us, because it's become the means of joining the hearts of Hindus and Muslims and Sikhs and Christians and others together. Instead of polarization, integration and solidarity is happening. I'm so happy. My India is alive. And I say to you, Happy New Year ahead. My brothers and sisters, when these days are past and all days pass, there will be two kinds of people. Those who stood with each other for the truth and those who remained silent. The first will be remembered with honor. The others will be relegated to the trash can of history. Choose your own place, because your own children will remember you with honor or they will curse you for what you did and the games you played with their lives. That is the choice. My brothers and sisters, so what must we do? There are four things that we must do. The first and foremost is to remember and understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu is the fa'il haqiqi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu is the one who does everything. There is nothing in the world which happens without the will of Allah. Just look at these protests. Did you even in your wildest dreams imagine that this kind of protest could happen in this country, given its recent history? I am simply watching it and I am saying, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Did you imagine that in a country where consciously the philosophy of hatred is being spread, hatred has been made into a virtue, hate speech has been made into a symbol of manhood, in that country today, the Hindus are standing up again with the Muslims, shoulder to shoulder. And they are saying that we are going to fight this CAA plus NRC combined, because this changes the country that we know as our motherland. I never imagined this. I did not imagine that I'm going to see this in my lifetime. But Alhamdulillah. Now, when that is happening, when people like Harsh Bandar are saying that if that happens, I am going to become a Muslim and I will not submit my papers and I will go into a detention center. When the Hindus are saying that we, although there is no threat to them, there is nothing to them, but they are saying, no, we will stand with our Muslim brothers and sisters. We will not give the papers, even though we have the papers and we are not even required to give the papers. We will not do that. And yet they are saying that we will go and sit in the detention center. We will allow whatever happens to happen, but we will not give the papers. Imagine in that time, if a Muslim gives papers and sits outside, watching his Hindu brothers and sisters going into the detention centers for him. My brothers and sisters, I tell you, that Muslim will pay a price in this dunya and he will pay a price in the akhirah. In this dunya, his children will spit on his face. He will be cursed. And in the akhirah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question him about how he was so spineless that he could not stand for his own rights when his Hindu brothers and sisters were fighting for his rights. I'm saying this because there are people today among the Muslim so-called leadership who are saying to people, make your papers, be careful, don't go in the protests, don't be seen, don't be identified. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. The only thing we have is our backbone. The only thing we have is our izzah. The only thing that we have is the fact that we are Muslim and we are the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tell me, if Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was here today, would he hide under tables? Would he be looking for holes to escape from? Or would he stand for the truth? What do you think? If you call yourself a follower of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then do what you know your Nabi would have done. And he would have stood for the truth, because that is what Islam tells us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O you who believe, stand up as witnesses to Allah, even if it is against yourself and against your parents and against your brothers and sisters and against your family, even whether they are rich or poor. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a better protector of you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what you do if you speak, if lies, or if you fail to bear witness. The ayat in Surah An-Nisa. My brothers and sisters, please understand this. This is a turning point for this country, inshallah. And this country from now is going, inshallah, upwards. And we will get back our glory and we will get back our position as the biggest and the best democracy in this world. We will hold our heads up in pride, or we will hide and we will hang our heads in shame. And that does not depend on politicians. That does not depend on political parties. That does not depend on our so-called leadership. That depends on you and me. That is the beauty of this whole thing. The beauty of this whole thing is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put you and me in the driving seat. And it's up to us where we want to take this bus of our nation. So stop looking for leadership towards your traditional leaders. If they were any good, you and I would not have to face this situation that we face now. Our leadership has colossally failed on every single front. Just look around you in those protests. Who do you see there? You see little kids. You see girls. You see boys. You see school children, you see college students, you see university students, you see the young people of this land. Alhamdulillah, I have always had the highest of opinion about this young generation. And those of you who know me and those of you who have prayed with me in my masjid, you know the kind of du'as I make for these young people. Although some of them are, sometimes I feel like killing them, but you know, that is the millennial curse. But I love them like my own children. And I know that Allah has given them a strength that is equal to and enough to face the kind of conditions that are in this world today. I shudder to think if I was in their position, what I would do. My generation lived in times which were way more easy than the times today. Today's times are very difficult. And Alhamdulillah, I'm absolutely delighted with this generation that Allah has created for these times. And they will take this country forward. Whether we like it or not, believe me, this young generation is going to take this country forward. This generation is going to roll back this hatred. This generation is going to heal hearts. This generation is going to bring people together. And those who stand with them will stand with honor. And those who don't stand with them, and those who hide, and those who try to dampen the enthusiasm and the energy that they have by acting like cowards, they will be thrown into the garbage. They will be flushed down the toilet, and that is what they deserve. Why is it that we don't see the faces of our so-called leaders, whichever field they might be, our religious leaders, our business leaders, political leaders? Where are all the Bollywood, Hollywood, Tollywood people who make billions of rupees in income because people like us go and watch their films? Why are they not there on the street? Because the privileged class, they think that they will run away. One of my reviews wrote a Facebook post, SubhanAllah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him in this dunya and akhirah for that. And in this post he said, we, the privileged class, will escape this because we have the money, we have the papers, we have all kinds of things, we can escape this. He said, but what will happen to those people who are helpers in our homes? Those people who are our servants, our drivers, our cooks, our maids, our watchmen and other people who add so much of value to our lives? What will happen to them? Where will they go? That maid servant who works in your house, one day if she doesn't come, your whole life is upside down. And you want to see her go into the detention camp with her family and be destroyed while you sit pretty because you have the money and you have the education. And you are going to sleep peacefully in the night with that. Maybe you will because you have no conscience in the first place. But remember that one day you will face your creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will die and you will go into your grave. And then that woman is going to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And she is going to question Allah. She is going to ask a question to her creator and your creator. And she is going to say, for what crime was I put in this detention center? And this man and this woman who I served all my life, they decided to let me go. That Hindu like Harsh Mandar, and there are many like that. I'm speaking to the Muslims now. That Hindu, he will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he will say that in this life, I did not worship you. But now you are here and I know you are my Rabb and you are my creator. So I want to ask you that those who claim to worship you and their leaders and their religious scholars and those who used to call me a kafir in this dunya, how come that to save them I went to jail and they stood outside and they watched me go? Think about this. I'm speaking to those who are hiding and running here and there. Think about this and decide what you want to do, because this day will come. Wallahi, by Allah, this day will come. So what must we do? Four things. First and foremost, make istighfar and tawbah and give charity. Remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, there is no power and there is no authority and there is no ability except with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever happens, happens only by the will of Allah. So correct your connection and correct your relationship with your Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. Make istighfar, apologize to Allah, repent, change your lives, bring them and make your lives obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and on the sunnah of his Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is tawbah, turn around. Istighfar is repentance, tawbah is turn around. Stop doing the stuff that you do. You know what I'm talking about, especially my Hyderabadi friends. Stop that stuff, high time, before somebody comes to knock on your door. Get out of all disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third thing is, give charity. Put your hands into your deep pockets, pull out the money and give charity. Help people. In these protests and so on and so forth, help people. If you keep your money and if you are going to spend that money in the usual nonsense that you spend your money in, believe me, you will go into your grave and that money is not going to go with you. So make repent, make istighfar, turn around, change your lives, make tawbah and give charity. That is one. Second one is be a citizen. And this is to everybody. Be a citizen. Being a citizen is not about a piece of paper. Being a citizen is about participating. I am a citizen of India. It is my country. I don't need anybody's permission or anybody's certificate to call India my country. And the proof that India is my country is that I will participate in the democracy in my country. I will do what it takes to protect my country. I will do whatever it takes to make my country develop. I will do whatever it takes to be good for my country. That is my symbol of citizenship, not a piece of paper. So be a citizen, participate. If you are sitting inside your house when there is a protest and there is a protest happening, you are not a citizen. I don't care which paper you have. Be a citizen, get out there, participate. Number two, be dignified. Never break the law, because if you break the law, whichever way, with your tongue, with your hand, if you break the law, then you are, immediately you go from being somebody who is a citizen, who is participating, protesting is your fundamental right. You are within your right. I don't care who says what, you are within your right to protest. But the moment you break the law, you fall out of that purview. So don't break the law. Be dignified. In your speech, speak politely, with dignity, with confidence. Don't curse, don't rave and rant, don't use bad language, don't call names. Speak about principles. Speak the language of togetherness, not the language of hatred, not the language of division. The language of togetherness. There was a time, and I have written about that in my biography, when I was growing up, when our Hindu neighbors were not just neighbors, they were not just friends, they were family. We were family to them and they were family to us. Wallahi, that time now looks like a dream. The kind of atmosphere that has been created in India today. And Allah knows, I never expected that that thing will change in my lifetime. But alhamdulillah, I'm absolutely delighted that that's exactly what has happened. This whole CAA plus NRC combined, this poison, instead of dividing more, this poison has joined us. The poison has joined us. We are seeing instead of polarization and division, we are seeing solidarity and standing together. Alhamdulillah. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So be dignified in your speech. Never break the law. And the third thing, and very, very important, is be perseverant. Keep the momentum going. That is our single most powerful tool, which is to keep the momentum going. I am not saying, I'm not even using the word if. I'm not saying if we win. we will win, inshallah. I have absolutely no doubt about this thing, that we will win, inshallah. So when we win, remember that we will win if we are persevering. If we give up, then we are finished. Today, this situation is a make or break. If we win this, when we win this, nobody can break us. We will be one. The slide towards destruction that we were on would have been arrested, and we will start walking the path to development, the path to economic strength, the path, more important than all of that, to a genuine brotherhood of us Indians. But if we give up, if you fall into the trap of all the cowards who are trying to tell you to go easy and make your papers and, kowtow and so on and so forth, I don't care how big the turban on his head, I don't care which amama he's wearing, I don't care what the color of his turban is, whoever is saying that to you is a traitor to you, he's a traitor to the cause, he's a traitor to the nation, and he's a traitor before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't listen to them. The best thing you can do is just walk away, leave them alone on their platforms, let them see you walk away. Never break the law, stay with the law. Ensure that you are always dignified in what you do and continue the pressure. My brothers and sisters, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to be pleased with you and never to be displeased. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to help you from sources that you can't imagine. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you in ways that you cannot imagine. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect you in ways that you cannot imagine. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be the witness that you stood for the truth. One day we all die. Let us live in a way that our life is a source of honor, and that our death is something which inspires others. Because a day will come, believe me, when your children and my children will look back on us and they will either raise their hands and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our forgiveness, or they will raise their hands and make dua to curse us. That choice is ours. That choice is ours today. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to help you in every single way. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to stay together always, all the communities in my country, to stay together as brothers and sisters to one another, to fight for one another, to protect one another, and to see the future of India and Indians as one. Not a different future for Hindu Indians and a different future for Muslim Indians and a different future for Sikh Indians and for Christian Indians. We are not like that. We are Indian. And if we are Indian, we are one. I stand for my country. I stand for India. I stand for the constitution of my country. And I stand for my brother or sister who is standing with me, whether they are Muslim, whether they are Hindu, whether they are Christian, whether they are Sikh, whether they are Parsi, whether they are Buddhist, whether they are atheist, I don't care what they are. As far as the country is concerned, I stand with you. And inshallah, this is my position. And this is not a position that I'm going to change. Many people ask me to talk about this and to say who I am and what I am. I mean, they all know me. But this is what I want to say to you. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين.